turundusuudised.
Today's news come from Mintel, and Mintel has announced or introduced a topic about a Chinese online live streaming site NetEase, CC, that recently rolled out a documentary campaign encouraging people to start their own ventures by hosting live streaming shows on CC. And according to Mintel's online media consumption habits China 2015 report, 36% of consumers have watched videos or programs produced by video streaming websites. So it's a really huge business. Mm-hmm. And there are opportunities for video live streaming platforms to provide good content by recruiting content creators with unique personalities. And this is, as I understand, what they're trying to do. And the potential for the video live streaming market still remains to be tapped into. And looking ahead a bit further, user-generated VR live streaming could be the next big thing in this sector. So what do you think about this trend? Is it something that happens only in China, or do you see it in UK?
Yeah, I mean, I see a lot of people on Instagram particularly talking about their Periscope channels, and Periscope is something that lets you live stream your, you know, whatever you want to do, live stream your video. So I think the trend already is in Europe and certainly is in America. And I think it was August last year, Periscope hit 10 million users. So there's definitely a decent body of people that have caught on. I guess it kind of, you know, in terms of what do I think about it, I think every week there's something new, isn't there? And the challenge for business owners is to decide what is it that you're going to do. Because if we took on every new social media platform, if we tried to keep up with every single marketing tool that was out there, goodness, we'd never get anything done, would we?
Yeah. But would you think about Periscope as a channel for your business?
I have quite a unique business in that I have very, very little time. I have three children and my primary time is spent with them. So I only have a few hours a week. So for me to take on another channel right now is not the right thing for me to do. But I think it can be great for small businesses. But like everything, you have to make sure that the content you create is adding value. So, yes, there are teenagers that will watch something because it's live streamed and they don't have better things to do. But most of us, if we're targeting a more discerning audience with less time on their hands, you've got to be really careful about making sure that the time you put into this is actually going to help your brand. So I think it's brilliant as another way for people to connect with your business. But it's got to add value. So whether that is through giving people an insight maybe into your making process or your design process, or whether it's kind of, you know, this could have been done through Periscope, couldn't it? So this could be another exciting way of giving people value and creating a more three-dimensional experience. But all these things are time-consuming and you've got to persuade users to jump on board as well as content creators. So I think it's just about looking at where you put your time and making sure that actually it's a conscious, mindful decision that will help your business.
Absolutely, I do agree. I was thinking about the trend here in Estonia with a small market as we are, a few speakers of Estonian. We are just only up to 1 million. It's a really tiny market. So probably for those who want to have big future, they should choose a different language, can get a different kind of a considerable advantage. But also, it seems that there is something going on. Everyone is trying to kind of recruit the new stars. Either it's kind of the Chinese online streaming site, or is it probably a Periscope, or whatever the channels are. Everyone is looking someone who can provide good content. So I think that the next big wave probably would be let's say, the training wave for the new stars about how to make the content more engageable, how to make it more interesting, how to bring more colors in. So we are all kind of video producers in a 10 years time, or if not sooner.